Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. We are on episode 17, folks, and on the Exploring the Radio Industry and the Music Life. And today I am joined on the line with Brendan Bracken, who is a radio and also DJ on iRadio. How are you getting on, Brendan?
Not too bad, Keane. How are you?
Very well. It's great to have you on here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely brilliant. So, like, starting off with the radio, Brendan, like, how did you get into the radio industry?
Yeah, so I suppose like a lot of people that are probably into it, I was knocking on the door for a little while and was trying lots of different things. I basically, so like yourself, I started out DJing when I was in college, and I was DJing weddings, wakes and funerals, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Wherever there was a gathering of people
yes.
and somebody had cash, I was there and I was willing to play. And I was doing that, and in my final year in university, so I did that all through college. I went to college in Galway, and I did that all through college. And in final year, Flirt FM, which is the college radio station, were looking for people. And I thought, sure, this would be a bit of crack. And I went in with one of the lads who I lived with as well. He was actually studying journalism, and so he had a bit of a flair as well. And we said we'd go in for the crack, and they somehow let us on air. And we got given the Wednesday Lion, it was called, which is essentially the Wednesday breakfast show.
Yeah.
And myself and himself were getting up at 6 or 7 a.m., whatever it was in the morning, to go in and do this, walking in, you know, in the Galway weather now, you can imagine.
Oh, Jeannie Mac, yeah.
Yeah. And we went in, and to be honest with you, I don't know how, in the name of God, we got away with what we did. We just didn't follow any of the rules. We didn't know the rules, for starters. Yeah. We were just going on. We were talking pure brown for a couple of hours, playing a few songs. And it was whatever songs they wanted. Like, I was bringing in the USB. You know, there was no, the system or whatever. Right. Went in. And then I remember a couple of months in, they said to us, listen, we're actually going to put in a third presenter with you. So we basically got a babysitter after a few months.
Crazy.
I think they were like, right, we can't let these lads do this anymore. Yeah. So they put in a third girl with us, a very experienced person. So yeah, so she was in with us, and we did that for the year, for the academic fourth year. It was my fourth year in college, my final year, like, and I was studying business and law. I was studying corporate law at the time, and I just really fell in love with this radio gig, even though it was only a couple hours a week, and had the DJ behind me, so I was like,
yeah,
I kind of want to do this. So after being sent to college to do law, I don't think my parents were delighted when I came home and said, well, I actually want to be a radio DJ, guys. The whole solicitor thing, can we put that on ice, can we? Because I wanted to be a radio DJ. So so then I went on, I did a master's then in IADT out in Dunleary there, did my master's in broadcast production for radio and television, and started with Dublin City FM then in Dublin, and then eventually into iRadio, where I am now. So
fantastic. That's amazing. You're obviously working with iRadio now. How do you find that, Brendan? I'd say it's great. I'd say it's a great buzz.
It is, yeah. I absolutely love it. So I do the weekend breakfast show there. So I'm on Saturday and Sunday mornings, 8 to 10. So it's the Irish show as well. So it's Galeras Gaeilge, the whole thing. And that's my baby. That's my show. And then I would do a bit of cover here and there as well, as any radio stations will have. You know, they'll have a couple of people, first subs and second subs, to cover in shows. So I get a bit of cover work as well, like sporadically here, there and everywhere. I could be on at any time, really, which is great that those opportunities arise as well. And that's kind of kudos to the guys in the station there that they offer up, you know, really prime slots to weekenders or to part-timers like myself. It's absolutely brilliant. I started there in December 2019, which feels like yesterday, to be honest. To think now that that's nearly 2 years ago is bizarre. But really, really enjoy it. And I've gotten kind of lots of different things have happened with them. Lots of opportunities, I suppose, that locally came my way through iRadio. Lots of outside broadcasts. And, like, you know, getting out and about to meet the people is great. Like, getting on the road is just brilliant.
100%. And what's your favorite type of music, Brendan? What's your favorite type of genre? What do you like?
So I was I will listen to anything, right? probably except country music.
Right.
I really detest that, but that's okay because it never really comes my way that often. It's just not for me, right? So, but music is so subjective. I would never say, oh, that's bad music or that's good music. It's what you're into. I could be driving along in my car, and when I'm driving in my car now, right, it's basically an arena tour happening inside in there. The music is as loud as it can be. I'm getting my phone's popping off saying, please turn down volume. And I will just really go for it. I could be listening to Trad and Christy Moore and the Dubliners, and I could be listening to Drake or some 90s Biggie, or like, I will, you know, very broad range. Probably the most way I listen to in my spare time is hip hop music and rap. I just like that. I just enjoy it. I find it very easy to listen to. And then as well as that, then when I was DJing, I didn't used to play that much of that, to be honest. When I was DJing, I suppose, with the type of events I was doing, it was a lot of EDM and house and whatever, which is fine. Do I go around listening to it in my spare time? Not really, but I'm happy to play it, you know, at events and in clubs and stuff like that.
Favorite festival around Ireland or around like the north and stuff like that? What's the best festival? Have you been to, or like, what do you like?
Probably I've been to a lot of gigs, right? A lot of artists. Right. Probably not the biggest festival head in the world, but when I think of festival, the one that jumps out at me was 2010 Oxygen. Big group of us, like a big, big squad of us went.
Oh my God.
And it was absolutely brilliant. I got to see acts that I wouldn't have got to see normally. Do you know what I mean? That you just wouldn't come to Ireland that usual. So it was really, and I think it was the crowd that went. It was, you know, really tight group of us. And
absolutely.
The weather was in our favor, and it was just, it was really, really good. Like Eminem played, Jay-Z, David Guetta, Florence and Machine were there that year as well, I think. This feels like 20 years ago when I was talking about it, to be honest.
That's amazing.
It is 11 years ago, I suppose. So, I'd have to put down Oxygen 2010.
Because like the likes of EP as well, it's another great festival which hasn't went ahead due to the COVID, but fingers crossed for next year. We're all hoping, fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever things get back to normal, I definitely will go on. I've been to EP a couple of times. Absolutely love EP now. Like, it's just so well done, so well organized. Like, really, really enjoyed my EPs. Definitely can see myself going back. I think I've got one more festival in me. I'm going a bit precious in my old age.
Yeah.
The whole camping thing anymore, I'm like, oh, no, please. Yeah. Can I just know. But I reckon I've one left in me, and Ziggit is one on my list I'd love to do as well. It kind of bugs me that I've never been to Ziggit over in Budapest.
Are the gigs coming back for you then at the moment then, Brendan? Like, are the gigs coming back, flowing in for you at the moment? Are you out gigging, or?
I'm not. Yeah. So like, long before the pandemic, I started working full time, and the DJing just completely fell to the wayside because I was so busy with work and then with radio. And I kind of, the whole freelance DJing was just, it was so hectic, and I couldn't manage my Monday to Friday job, 9 to 5.
Yes,
show
yes,
on
yes,
Saturday yes. and Sunday morning, then out gigging Friday, Saturday night. I just was having no life. And I still, you know, I'm really, really busy. But it's something I really miss, and I kind of invested in new decks over lockdown, and I was like, and in a new controller, and I'm looking at it, and I'm trying with it. I'm like, I want to get this thing into a club and let fly, you know what I mean? I really, really miss it. I really miss the buzz of DJing a packed venue. I want to get back there. I want to get back first as a patron and be in there enjoying myself, to be honest with you. And second as a DJ,
There's nothing better being on the decks and just having a good time, having a good vibe, and people on the dance floor just dancing away. Like,
absolutely,
you're making them happy, and it's just the best feeling in the world. Like,
absolutely, really. There's a lot to be said for it. But yeah, just the way lifestyle is now, and you know, with the morning shows on Saturday and Sunday morning, that kind of keeps me in on a Friday and Saturday night, which I'm fine with, by the way. It's just, I'll have to alter my timetable somehow 100%. Before I get back.
You know, keep up the radio, man. Literally, God, you're a gent. You're an absolute gent, and listen. Thanks a million for coming on here today. Because you're very busy, as you said, and like it's great to have you on. And like, also, like, Brendan, just one or two questions more. I'd just like to say, like, for anyone listening here today, like, what's the best advice you give for anyone to get into the radio industry?
Yeah, so I mean, to be honest with you, the best advice that I could give is just to keep trying and be willing to do anything. And I know that's really cliche, right? But I was in your exact position like years ago, and I was trying to like see what courses I could do and how could I get in the door of a radio. I mean, I was literally emailing stations with my demo. I made a demo myself, a voiceover demo, and I was just flinging this thing around to every station that I could get a hold of their email address. I was probably wrecking their heads, but I didn't care. I don't regret it. And I mean, even if it wasn't a radio job, I was willing to make tea for the person who makes the coffee. Like, I was literally like, I will do anything, any kind of promoing, whatever. Just please get my foot in the door. Community radio is, I suppose, really what did it for me, because I was obviously in Flirt FM, which is the NUIG college radio. And then when I moved to Dublin, I started working full time in a job 9 to 5. So I had to just like, well, the radio thing is gone now, I better put an end to that. It was like kind of annoying. And I was like, I got to pay bills, you know yourself. So I just took a regular office job. And then I got in touch with Dublin City FM, and which is a community station. And they had a 1 hour slot on a Sunday evening. And they said, do you want that? And I said, yeah, 100%. Give it to me. I'll take it. And I did that for a year with Dublin City FM Community Radio. They're a really great bunch of people, by the way. And they taught me lots, and they trained me, and they kind of like just showed me how a fully functioning radio station operates and all that. And then, I applied for iRadio, because I suppose I'm from Tullamore, and I would have grown up listening to, I grew up fighting with my parents in the car to put on iRadio. So they were very familiar to me, and I liked their style and what they did, and I wanted to get into commercial radio, you know. So I applied to them, and it was literally like, here, guys, look, I do a 1 hour show on a Sunday in a station in Dublin, a small community radio. I want to kind of take a bigger jump. Will you take a chance on me? And luckily for me, they did. And I got really, you know, it kind of grew from there, and ended up a bit of IMRO success as well in my first year with them. So that was a big thing for me as well.
It's like a dream come true.
Oh, well, listen, I wouldn't say I'm living the dream, but it's probably going in the right direction. But literally make a demo, fling it to every radio station in the country, and not even in the country, in the UK, anywhere. I've done it, like, and I would just keep at it, and I'd leave it a few months, and I'd send them another demo, and I would just literally hound them. And someone will respond one day, and they'll say, listen, we've got a job on our promo team, or listen, we've got a job photocopying stuff. Do you want it?
Just grab it and go.
Yeah, because when you're in this office then, and you might not be on air, but when you're in the office, someday somebody won't show up, or someday somebody will be sick, and they'll need someone to do a bit of contribution and say, here, listen, can you just come in the studio for 5 minutes and talk about this topic? And if you're there to put your hand up and say, yeah, I'll do that, that's how it starts.
That's amazing. That is class. That's great advice, Brendan. Listen, it's been absolutely amazing to have you on today. It really has.
No bother.
It's great. You're a gent. And before we go, I'd just like to ask you, what's your favourite song right now in the charts?
Well, do you know what? I have a bit of a guilty pleasure, because earlier on, I was listening to Jesse Nelson and Nicki Minaj, Boys, the remix of Bad Boys. I think that's an absolute tune. I'm absolutely loving that. And that wouldn't be, I was never a Lil Mix fan. Okay with Nicki Minaj, but that's a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine, to be honest with you right now. Boys, Jesse Nelson.
Yeah, it is a good tune. The song that's stuck in my head right now is a bit of Shivers, Ed Sheeran.
Good song. Yeah, I mean, look, Ed Sheeran is
very catchy.
Yeah, absolutely. Like everything he does.
Well, look, listen, Brendan, we'll keep in touch, and listen, thanks so much.
100%. No bother. My pleasure, and best of luck with everything.
Thanks very much, Brendan. All the best.